Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I have recently taken the Federal Reserve Bank to task. 9 days ago, I pointed out that the Fed was adopting its policies on the basis of one statistical report showing lower increases in consumer prices than is reflected in multiple other official data. Because of this, the Fed's policies are harming the U.S. economy. 2 days ago, I exposed how the Fed is trying to adopt a stealthy means of ramping up the inflation of the money supply with the ultimate impact of impoverishing the American people. The people of the United States deserve better than what the Federal Reserve Bank is doing and what it perceives as its mission. In my mind, those living in America and the nation's economy would be better off in the long run if the Fed was abolished. Is it really necessary to have the federal government serve the administrative functions as a check clearing house, an activity similar to what is handled by the private sector in clearing stock and bond transactions in America? And why would you want to have the Federal Reserve trying to duplicate what the private market already does in establishing interest rates? If the Fed merely matches what would otherwise occur, then it isn't needed. Or if the Fed tries to set an interest rate that conflicts with the markets, that ends up disrupting financial markets in the short term and leads to a cycle of major booms and busts over the long haul. If there are any functions of the Fed that absolutely have to be performed by government, the Treasury Department could handle them. The Federal Open Market Committee states that its statutory mandate is to foster maximum employment and price stability. The second mandate is a thinly veiled lie, as the Fed has repeatedly stated that it wants the value of the U.S. dollar to decline by at least 2% annually. As for fostering maximum employment, causing major boom and bust cycles works against that goal. I know this may seem like an off-the-wall idea, but seriously, is it now time to abolish the Federal Reserve? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.